Tonight is an interesting one, which is the topic of the showers in the 9 days. It's widely discussed, and there's very, 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 very wide ranging of opinions. Let's get some clarity in this. Let's finish off Tezvav before we get to design. So Tezvav is the following halacha. So we're up to Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Tezvav, page 54, in the additional editions of the Mishneh Berurah. Mishloch fu avelus, somebody who has got is an avel shel meis v'shel Shabbos zu v'chpit zayroi. So somebody happens to be that in the night on Shabbos chazoy, he happens to be an avel. He has long hair, and his hair is exceptionally long. When now the first opportunity is able to cut his hair, happens to be in the 9 days. So mekel b'sar v'lo b'misparam, you're allowed to cut if he can't see like through what's going on anymore, because he needs to cut the hair. He's allowed to cut the hair with sar with the equivalent of razors, v'lo b'misparam, not with scissors. So we're finding here some leniency of it because it's quite an urgent matter. But you know, he looks like what is it called when somebody's got like hair? You know, he's like
disheveled.
Right, if he looks completely disheveled, new word for me, thank you. So, we're allowing him to do some sort of unprofessional haircut, which shall last him until after Tisha B'Av. He again, he's got dirty clothes, he'll have to wash it, as in exceptional circumstances. Without detergent, without soap. It doesn't look as good. As simple as that. It just doesn't look as good. It doesn't. You try to use a knife. For cutting hair.
I mean,
they're
not a razor.
Yeah. Not. It means the unprofessional tool as opposed to traditional tool. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean like a razor.
Yeah.
Like what would you call a razor?
Yeah. Yeah. What's that?
Just never ever saw that without a haircut.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We try to do it ourselves once. It's terrible. Couldn't
make these things to the professionals. Siv Tezayin. Yesh Nagin Shlali. Here comes this. Topic of showers. So washing. So what we have seen so far is very zalochot of the 9 days, including not eating meat, not drinking wine. We spoke of washing clothes. We spoke of haircut. Now comes within part of that group is the shalir chayitz merosh chodesh, not to wash oneself merosh chodesh. V'yesh. She'enim noin ela b'shabbos. Do some only refrain from Shabbos Mevorchem. So Shavu Shechal Boy, they don't have showers. Prior to that, they do. And V'yesh Nimnoim Miyudzayim B'Tamuz at Tisha B'Av. Some actually refrain from Shavuos B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av. That's a long stretch. So you've got three opinions. Rosh Chodesh, Shavu Shechal Boy, or Shavuos B'Tamuz. Says the Ma. That itself looks like a very, very, very extreme ranging differences. Says the Rama, let's just get through the Rama. For letzorich mitzvah shari, for purpose of mitzvah, you're allowed to have shower, you're allowed to wash. So what would be an example of that? L'chein nido reichetz v'tovelis. And nido is allowed to go to tovel, although that's also an equivalent of washing oneself. Nevertheless, that's permitted. Tvilas mitzvah is permitted. So the rule is tvilas mitzvah. If it's for mitzvah purpose, it's permitted. Even if it's on the night following Tisha B'Av, muta lo lichoitz be'erev Tisha B'Av, she's allowed to wash on erev Tisha B'Av. Im ef shlo lichoitz leil asara. So if she's unable to prepare on the motzah Tisha B'Av, she's actually allowed to prepare it on Erev Tisha B'Av. That's regards to the preparation. So again, if she's going to mikvah on Motzah Tisha B'Av, she'd actually be allowed to prepare on the night before that, which is of course in the 9 days. For Nergen Shlo Lirchoit, because again the rule being Letzorich Mitzvah is permitted. For Niradu Adini Shalei Vesh Levonim, if once she's changing into white as well, Yichol Lirchoit Me'at could actually have to wash herself a little bit in the usual way as well. Like the rest of the year, she would do. And here is the key. Because this is not considered the tanuk for pleasure, it's considered tzorich mitzvah. It's permitted. I want to speak about that later again in Mitzvah. For knowing in Shlalichot Zafilu Betzoin and even cold water is also Mosh Chodesh Ve'elech from Mosh Chodesh onwards. So Morvi tells us, hey, yes, we don't wash, we don't have showers from. It doesn't say showers. We don't wash from Mosh Chodesh. Even cold water is included in that Gzeirah. In that meaning, Afilu Be'ef Shabbos Chazoin also Lichot. And when it comes to Erev Shabbos Chazoin, it's also, yes, it's Erev Shabbos, but don't wash on Erev Shabbos Chazoin. Kim Roshoi, you'll have to wash your head, Panav, your face, Yodav, your hand, Viraglov, your feet, Betzani, with cold water. Fiyesh Mekilim, some are lenient. Pechafif as a Rosh, washing your hair, Pechami, with hot water. Lamish, Sherogel, Bekach, somebody who does that consistently, Bechol Shabbos, on every Shabbos. So if a person washes his hair every single Erev Shabbos, the Ramah says, yeah, okay, go for it on Erev Shabbos Chazoin too. If you're consistent about it throughout the rest of the year, 52 weeks out of 52, you'd have to wash your hair with hot water on Erev Shabbos Chazoin as well. Now, there is what to be said over here. But let us go through the Mishnah Berurah so they have a clearer picture before we discuss that. Sivkot Pichas says the Mishnah Berurah Shlalicha, it's not to wash. Even cold water, you don't have to refrain. For the refua, yimuta afilu becham. And if it's for medical purpose, when you need to have a shower, when you need to wash for medical purpose, what would be an example for that?
When you've got skin issues.
Skin issues, yeah, dermatology. Sometimes there's some infections. Sometimes, well, I think disinfecting kind of no. What else can be?
What did we do last year, Rabbi?
What did we do?
We COVID last year on Tisha B'Av because it was quite prevalent there. I can't remember. Would we have been allowed to wash last year because of COVID? How could we do the same this year? I don't remember what happened last year with Tisha B'Av.
I also don't remember if there was any particular difference last year. I don't remember. Well, let's get clarity. So for medical purpose, it's permitted to even hot water.
That would apply to COVID then.
Why is that? For medical purpose.
You could argue.
Perhaps let's see. Afilu b'shvo shechal bo tisha b'av. Merosh chodesh im chol rosh chodesh b'erev Shabbos. Shchodesh falls on Erev Shabbos. It's called Gufa Bechamin. You'll have to then wash your entire body with hot water. Kol Mishiroichet Tomit Erev Shabbos. Chavod Shabbos. Somebody who has every single Erev Shabbos, he washes with hot water. He would be allowed to wash on Erev Shabbos. This is what the Gemara told us. Somebody washes every single Erev Shabbos with hot water. He would be allowed to do that. Erev Shabbos Chazoin as well. Yeah, so here, the Mishnah Berurah is adding, so thank you for pointing out, that actually it seems to be going on the entire body.
The entire body?
Yeah. Right. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying over here. Mutalichot kol gufo b'chamin, his entire body. Yeah. So, what the Ramah said earlier is, what you're referring to, and here the Mishnah Berurah adds, actually, the entire body as well. V'yesh mis'anim
b'chol Shabbos. Meaning to say, if it's a particularly hot day, a person might find it more pleasurable to not wash in hot water. Does that mean that he's not considered someone that always washes in hot water?
Again, if he, what's the scenario? If someone
in the summer, sometimes I don't want to have a very hot shower because it's quite hot.
No, it's not about hot. You're right. The point is that'll be fine. That'll be totally fine.
I'm still considered someone who
washes. Absolutely, yeah. Hot, yeah. What do you mean? You are then a person who is Mark, but you have every single day of Shabbos, of course. But the temperature depends on the external temperature.
So now does anyone not have a shower?
Right, I want to speak about that. I want to get to your point, which I feel is a key point in this sugya. I want to get to that. But let's just finish off the Mishnah Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch said, V'yesh mis'anin mishvasa b'tamuz ha'tishbav. So the Shulchan Aruch brought a halacha here. Yesh mis'anin mishvasa b'tamuz ha'tishbav. So it seems to be a little bit out of... What we are really discussing is washing. The Shulchan Aruch does say the halacha over here. He adds a side point, which we're going to look at now, which is that the point of not of fasting from Shivasa B'Tammuz until Shiva. What does that mean, fasting from Shiva Sabbath? Some have the minhag of fasting from Shiva Sabbath Tammuz until Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? Of, yeah, so obviously it's not referring to somebody who fasts for 3 weeks straight. It's pretty hard. It is referring to the way we fast in Shiva Sabbath Tammuz. You fast by day, but you eat by night. Some, well, it's still pretty hard, especially in the summer. Some, says the Shulchan Aruch, some people refrain from eating daytime for 3 weeks. Pardon? Sivkot and Tzadik, Yesh Mis Anin, Milja, Mishwaza Betamuz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says, 1 second, don't run for this Chumrah, just because it's, you like the sound of fasting for 3 weeks. Don't run for it, because the following exclusion applies. The following exception applies. If a person is a Talmud Chacham, he should not fast. Yeah, it sounds to me perhaps...
just what the briskets are relying on.
Oh, yeah. So it sounds a bit contrary in... Pardon?
Yeah,
so he says, Talmud Chacham en kedai shini b'chum b'zu. Talmud Chacham should not fast. Shememayet b'melech shemayim, that decreases the melech shemayim. His avod is a kodesh. Sheyev sheshole yizmayim, milimudu yez eshoyis, mipnayat an his person fasting, he can't learn properly. So therefore, if he can't learn, he shouldn't fast. For tzachlishko b'maznet tzedek mi onim elu, he quotes from Mishai, true, you've got to be very careful before you make that step and that decision to fast for 3 weeks straight, because it's a chumah that may lead to kula elsewhere. But I want to point out, Mishnah specifically tells us that somebody who is a Talmid Chacham sits and learns, he should eat. But as you're pointing out, if you're a working man, there's much room for stringency.
Okay, 106.
What's 106?
106 is the opposite.
Tirosum Nosa, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, at the end of the footnote.
Ah. What's that? Yeah, very good. Yeah, so that's another, you're right. Yeah, so there is another, so there is, elsewhere the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is an employed person, here again, he may not be permitted to fast. Why?
Because work properly.
Exactly. If you've got people working for you, you don't want it to be overly machme and fast, you know, for 3 weeks straight. They're not going to perform. You can't do that. If you're getting paid, you can't. So who is left? Who's got to fast? So if a person is not a Talmud Chacham and he's self-employed, then you've got to think about it. Yeah. The truth is, even if a person is self-employed, if his performance affects, I suppose, others. Yeah, it might be. I don't know, but it's a chumrah, and it's interesting that it's not. We would have assumed that Talmid Chacham may have more reason to fast, but no. It's somebody who is the more of a Talmid Chacham you are, the more you sit and learn, the less you should fast. Now, going back to washing oneself. The Mishnah Berurah. Says that would be the final mishnah before we discuss this a bit in greater detail. And Tzifugan Tzadi Hei, he said that in Tvila, Hanoi Gitvel Bechol Erev Shabbos Mutz, somebody who goes to make for the Tovel, so a man who goes to Tovel before Erev Shabbos, then he says he's allowed to go to Tvila as well, he's allowed to go to make for Erev Shabbos as well. Humivishim Vatlal if Omi, Mipletir the Zasako, but somebody's not consistent about it, and sometimes he will go to make one of Shabbos, sometimes he won't. If the water is really, really cold, he'll skip it. Also, then he wouldn't be allowed to go to make one of Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Chazoin. Right, now Rabbi Yisai, this needs to be discussed, and because what we've seen now is that we've got a really restriction. So a person is not allowed to wash either wash chodesh, which is probably the minhag, or from Shavuos Chalboy. And the only real exception we've found is if it's Letzorich Mitzvah. All right, okay, Letzorich Mitzvah, it's permitted. We've also found a kula of Letzorich Refuah. Okay, so what do we do about this? How can we... So is that really the halacha, that everybody else must refrain from having, nowadays, showers, baths, etc. in the 9 days? So unless you've got Letzorich Refuah, we've got tzorich mitzvah. You don't shower. Is that what he means? Rogel b'kach is only specifically with regards to erev Shabbos, which is part of the tzorich mitzvah. So with the answer Erev Shabbos, the poskim are very lenient, and the Erev Shabbos, there's the discussion as to whether. So this, everybody agrees that somebody has a shower every Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to have a shower on Erev Shabbos Chazon as well. The question is only as to whether you can have hot water, and the question is also as to whether you can use soap or not. That's with Erev Shabbos. I think everybody agrees nowadays. Mishnah Berurah says.
So that's basically.
He
does not have a shower.
Yeah. The question is only as to whether that had to also include soap or not. And what about if a hot water or not? And that's machlokes amongst the contemporary poskim. Lemaisa, with regards to non Erev Shabbos. So here comes a bit of a so many poskim hold, especially Eretz Yisrael. Many poskim hold Shlomo Zalman and he said, yeah, that's the halacha. Yes, finished. That's the halacha. That has been the minhag, and the closing book Rebbe in the Vayatzi speaks about. You know, that's what people were out in the fields. You know, 150, 200 years ago, people were out in the field, all the schwitzing in the farm. Schwitzing with the animal, you know. and they refrained. That's 9 days. Shlomo Zalman used an expression at one point. He says, "Pesimik, this is worthwhile being a bit uncomfortable it's worthwhile being a bit uncomfortable in the 9 days." And there is many poskim who believe in that very, very strongly, and they feel that a breach in that is a ghetto of Peretz Geder. I'd like to explain though that there is other approach in the poskim who are far more lenient than that. I'd like to explain that where they're coming from, because there is a svara, there is definitely poskim more lenient. So some hold that simply that we are within a different category, we're Easterners nowadays, and just like Easterners, like we find that for medical purposes that people are allowed to. So we're not very far from it. It disturbs us enormously. People who have showers every single day, it disturbs them enormously, and he's not very far from a medical need. However, there's a slightly Moshe seems to be going that kind of route, but there is another mahalach which really is in the shoyosh of the sugya, which what we're finding over here. It's just the metzias is just very, very very important to clarify. When we talk about over here, we can see that from the poskim. We see over here, the Ramah says, if somebody's makpit, so on the whole, the Ramah says, in principle, you're not to have a shower on Erev Shabbos. However, if you're a kind of person that has a shower every Erev Shabbos, you may do so on Erev Shabbos. So what? That's the exception. So what's the rule? What did the rule of people look like? So the average person out there, what he didn't have a shower, what did he look like? What did he do?
What should we now do?
No, then? The average guy.
They used to go once a fortnight.
Exactly. So the answer is, the individual, the gentleman who went on Erev Shabbos regularly, he was the exception to the rule. I don't know how come he had the means, the opportunity, but he was clearly the exception to the rule. That's obvious and evident from the poskim. It's black and white. So generally it's also, but somebody who goes every Erev Shabbos, if he's such a strange individual that goes every Erev Shabbos, he would be allowed to have a shower. He's allowed to have a bath and have Shabbos. So that seems to be indicating very clearly that the poskim are not referring to the contemporary, because we've got the plumbing, we've got the sanitary facilities that were is only 50 years old. People did not have Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Chai Adam. They were not talking about scenarios like nowadays that people have. So what is that? So it's not so when the Ramah says that you are not allowed to have. You're allowed to have a bal tzerich mitzvah, but because that's not letanuk, for pleasure you're not allowed to. So nowadays, when a person who has every single day he goes and have a shower, is that called a pleasure? I don't think it's a pleasure. It's like you don't wash your hands for pleasure. Why do you wash your hands for? It's not letanuk. Then when they used to have a bath, the monthly bath that it was a tanuk. It was part of the schwitz that used to go to, like the sauna, and they used to go to this bathhouse, perhaps monthly, perhaps even more than a month, perhaps every few months to go, and that was a huge, enormous pleasure, and that would probably be quite expensive as well, and that was a huge pleasure to have a bath, a hot bath. Which I don't even know. I mean, you could see in the Gemara in Shabbos how they heated up the water. It was all complicated scenario. But they were not referring to the case of nowadays. Nowadays, when we have showers, the person must go because every day he has a shower. It's not a tanuk. It's not a tanuk. It's just because, like, you wash your hands, like you know, you brush your teeth, and what you, the level of hygiene has moved miles and light years away from where, and therefore it's not considered a tanuk. It's not a pleasure. If you have a bath and you sit 2 hours in the bath listening to the taking a newspaper, I don't know what, then that probably would be qualified as something which is a tanuk and is awesome. But if you just jump in the shower and you just, you know, and it's that kind of thing, that will probably not be qualified as tanuk, and therefore that would be a reason to be matir. So therefore, the poskim, many poskim, and it's interesting that it's more the European poskim. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not. They tend to have a slightly more lenient approach when it comes to that. And but having said that, it must be emphasized that one can't. Shemizan has a point as well. You can't just throw away Heminig Yisrael, which is hundreds, centuries and centuries and then centuries. People refrain from having baths and showers in 9 days, and you can't just finish, chuck it out, and we are fine nowadays. It's different. It's not referring to us, not talking about us, and we can just have showers every single day in the 9 days. That's probably not quite right. Person has to probably, in one way or another, how should we say this?
Have a cold one.
Perhaps, yeah, if you are very brave, you can have a cold one, or what's that?
Minimize the pleasure.
Every other day, all these kind of things is the, if not the letter of the law, then certainly the spirit of the law, if I may say so. But people who go out and say that it's obviously not what we're talking about, although there is certainly truth in that, but to then completely categorically do the same as the rest of the year, surely is not exactly what the. It's just wrong.
Isn't that a danger? You read the Sotaris that. It's a slippery slope. In other words, we've already been urine.
It's not like it's a danger.
No,
yeah, so
it's
true.
If we're already saying, well,
you know, I tell you, yeah, you're reminding me of something. It's true, and you're right, and you remind me of something that Falk once said. Remember that clearly, Falk once said something in a slightly different context, but he did say that, you know, people speak about Yid Sadeus, so he said that of course there is certainly Yid Sadeus. The only thing that we still have is, you know, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah halacha that we have. So at least that, let's stick to that, properly, as opposed to finding kulis and loopholes every corner. So you're right, and there's no shaila about it, that the poskim are very strong about. Shlomo Zalman is very sharp nuschos about people who have shalas in there. So how can it be the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed and you're enjoying having shalas? So how can it be? So there's certainly that drive towards. Well, I was just trying to explain the poskim who are lenient, and there's many of them out there, and that's the rationale and the background of their psak. So that's perhaps to get the full picture. But I do feel that even people who are more lenient should still have not a categorical heter like kutur tzur kind of thing, but should still refrain from the regular normal habits. Habo said, just to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke initially about the halacha of an oval that is any of his avedus falls in the 9 days. He's allowed to cut, if it's really urgent, allowed to cut his hair, but not in a normal manner. Should use some sort of knives or razors as opposed to his regular scissors. Similarly, also when it comes to washing, he's allowed to wash his clothes. He's got to do it, but he should not use soap. Then the Shulchan Aruch taught us that there are people who refrain from washing from Rosh Chodesh. Some stuff from Shulchan Chalboy. The Shulchan Aruch also threw in that there's a minhag of fasting from Shavuos Batamos, however only by day. However, it's a good quiz question, by the way. When is a Tamid Chacham ever kula? It's a good one to remember. If you want to, yeah. When is a Tamid Chacham has got a kula? The kula is Tamid Chacham doesn't have to fast. There's a few other areas as well. So whatever, somebody, because it's going to affect his learning. Finally, we learned that a tzarich mitzvah, a person is certainly allowed to wash. The example for that given is tefillas mitzvah. And on Erev Shabbos Chazon, there is various leniencies as well, especially when it comes to ponim, yodov, raglov. Okay, I wish you a very pleasant evening.